بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى تعجز الأعمال العباد حتى يجيء الرجل لا يستطيع السير إلا زحفا وفيها فتي السراط كلاليبه معلق معمورة بأخذ من أمرت به. We are reading this hadith a little bit lengthy hadith on the day of Qiyamah, how people will be crossing Pul Sirat. And we are in the chapter of fulfilling Amanat. That is, we must not make any khiyanat in any Amanat, in any trust that is upon us. We must fulfill that properly. And that is in many aspects of our life. And then in the hadith we read about how on the day of Qiyamah, Jannat will be brought with all its beauties, and to open, have it open, they will go to Adam alayhi salam, and finally to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who will have it open. And then they will have to cross first over Pul Sirat. And Pul Sirat is a bridge about 1500 years long, the journey, and thinner than a hair, sharper than a sword, and it is only one's amal and actions that will take a person across. And that is what we have to do in this life here, to see that we get our actions and our amal in order. Particularly in that which is relevant to our present time also is the qurbani. The qurbani animal will be our transport over the bridge of Jahannam. So we should see to that. And what is of particular relevance of this hadith to the chapter, that on the sides of Pul Sirat, one side will be amanat, that those who, whether they fulfill the amanat or not, and on the other side will be sila rahmi, that is family ties, those who kept up family ties and those who did not keep up family ties. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, when people will be brought, people will pass over Pul Sirat at the flash of lightning, that those are people with that level of amal. Others will pass at the speed of wind, how fast wind blows. Others will go past at the speed of the birds, how fast birds fly. And then after that, a fast runner, a human being who runs very fast. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hatta ta'ajiz al-a'mad. And there will, ta'ajiz al-a'madul ibad. And there will be those people who haven't got any a'mad. And for them will be very, very difficult to cross. And for them to go, to be on the bridge, and they had no a'mad or very bad a'mad. Hatta yaji'u rajul. And then one person will be brought amongst these type of people who had no amal or bad actions. Allah save us all, forgive us that we make tawbah istighfar while we have the opportunity and make up for all our wrong. La yastati'u sayr illa zahban. And he will only be able to cross by sitting on his buttocks and pushing himself. He won't be able to stand up also. And then all, Allah save us all the gunas will be loaded on that person. And then he will be crossing in that way. And then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says further, and وَفِي حَافَتَيْ السِّرَاطْ كَلَالِيبُ. And then on the sides of Pul Sirat will be hooks. And these hooks are, one side will be the hook of amanat, whether a person was fulfilled the amanat or whether he did not. And on the other side will be the hook of family ties. And then a person mu'allaqatun ma'muratun bi'akhdhi man umirat bihi. And they will be there ready waiting, those hooks, to pick up people and what, in whichever way to treat them, and according to the command that will be given to them by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that will be according to the amal and the actions of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in front we read, as we will carry on, that for some, those hooks will just touch them. And that also is not easy. For example, if somebody just has to hit one with a gun, how if he doesn't even shoot him, he just hits him hard with the gun, or how a person, or with the back of a knife, a sword, that. And for others, it will actually grab them and throw them into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us. And all this is in coming in front of us. The life of the qabr, we should be cognizant, we should be keep it in mind, and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And how long a person will be in the qabr, then the day of Qiyamah, Hisab Kitab, and then the crossing of Pul Sirat. It's a long journey, and it all depends upon our amal here. May Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah, istighfar, correct ourselves, and do the best that we can to prepare for that eternal life. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.